Starting this body scan practice by lying down in a comfortable place, on a carpet or rug on the floor, or on a bed, maybe with a cushion or pillow to support your head, covering yourself with a blanket perhaps, and allowing yourself to rest, flat on your back or, if you prefer, bringing your legs up with your knees pointed towards the ceiling, feet resting somewhat apart, roughly in line with your hips. Letting your hands be by your sides, palms facing upwards, if that feels okay for you. Noticing the points of contact, where the body meets the surface you're resting on. Allowing yourself to let go into being held, your body supported by the surface beneath. Taking a moment to note your intention for the practice, to bring a gentle and compassionate attention to each part of the body in turn. Not especially as a way to get to a state of relaxation or calm, but to become aware of how things are in your body right now, and whether the sensations you notice are pleasant or unpleasant, just being with them, without any of the judgments that we so often overlay onto our experience. You might like what happens during the practice, or you might not. However it is, just offering it a gentle curiosity, acknowledging it, accepting it, attending to it as best you can. Now, closing your eyes if that feels right for you, and bringing awareness to your breath. Becoming aware of each breath, how it rises and falls in your body. Placing your attention on the physical sensations of the breath in the body, how it enters through the nostrils, your chest expanding as the lungs fill with air, and how the wall of the belly also rises with the in-breath. Noticing also how the belly and chest fall with the out-breath, as the air flows out of the body. Noticing how you don't have to control the breath or do anything to keep it going. With each out-breath, letting go a little further into the surface you're resting on, perhaps. Now, imagining that your attention is a spotlight that you can shine on different parts of the body, and directing that attention down the left leg, into the left foot, coming to rest on the big toe of the left foot. What's happening in the left big toe at the moment? Are there sensations you notice? Some sense of temperature, warm or cold? Sensations of tingling or pulsing, perhaps? Or maybe you're noticing no sensation in the left big toe right now, in which case, acknowledging that. Noticing whatever is here or not here. Letting go of the left big toe and moving your attention to each of the other toes of the left foot in turn. Staying with each toe for a few moments and exploring what's present there. Now, shifting your attention to sensations in the bottom of the foot. Sole. And through to the heel. and moving your attention to the front of the foot, from the top of the instep, gradually letting your awareness percolate through the foot. Noticing the sensations of the flesh of the foot and the bone structure underneath the skin. Now expanding your awareness to the whole of the left foot, feeling the sensations in this wider area, noticing any changes you experience from moment to moment. Not trying to make anything happen, but tuning in to what is already happening. And when you notice that the mind has wandered away from the left foot, acknowledging this, and gently bringing attention back to the foot. You may find that your mind wanders many times during the practice, so remembering that wandering is just something that minds do. It doesn't mean your practice is bad or a failure. You might want to congratulate yourself when you notice that the mind has wandered, for each time you notice is a moment of returning to awareness. Letting go of the left foot now, and moving attention to the ankle, noticing sensations here. Expanding awareness to the lower left leg, opening up to your experience in this part of the body. Any sensations at the shin or in the calf muscle? Any subtle twitching or throbbing, maybe? Feeling the flesh around the lower leg, exploring it with your mind's eye. Not thinking about the leg, so much as connecting with what's happening at a sensory level. Moving to the left knee and touching in with your experience here. The front of the knee, the back of the knee, inside the knee. If thoughts or judgments arise, any liking or disliking of what's happening, not having to push them away, just letting them arise and pass through, without getting tied up in them. And if you find yourself caught in a judgment, then noticing that, and gently returning attention to the left knee. Taking awareness now to the upper left leg, the thigh, the hamstring, and up to the left hip. What's happening here? What are you noticing? Some tightness or heaviness, perhaps, or something else? Bringing as best you can an attitude of kindness to your inquiry, attending to your body with a caring, compassionate, friendly curiosity. Now, taking the spotlight of attention and directing it down the right leg, into the right foot, and to the right big toe. And placing your mind on the big toe and staying present to sensations here, now. taking attention to each of the other toes of the right foot, including the skin in between the toes, the bones of the toes, the pads of the toes. Now letting your attention shift to the bottom of the right foot, the sole, the heel, the Achilles heel, moving your attention to the front of the foot, the instep, and down to the ankle, noticing any hardness or brittleness in this region. Expanding awareness to the whole of the right foot, from the tips of the toes to the ankle. Staying with the whole right foot for a few breaths. Maybe cultivating a sense of breathing with the foot as you inhale and exhale. Now, letting go of the foot, and taking attention to the lower right leg, front of the leg, the back of the leg, bringing awareness to the right knee, and if you find your mind has wandered to sensations in another part of the body, acknowledging that this is what's happened, and allowing those to be present, while choosing to gently return your attention to the right knee. Not trying to block out any sensations, or fight them, or strive to concentrate. Just noticing this drawing of your attention away and gently bringing it back. Perhaps you're experiencing feelings of irritation or discomfort or restlessness or tiredness or relaxation. Offering yourself the luxury of letting go of analysis or thoughts about what's happening, knowing that there's no right or wrong thing to happen during the practice. So letting your experience be just as it is, as you gently bring attention to the part of the body being worked with in this moment. Taking your attention to the upper right leg now, feeling its weight perhaps, or its contact with the clothes you're wearing. And now, imagining that you can breathe right down into your legs. So taking an in-breath and imagining that breath extending down into the legs, down into the feet, and to the toes of the feet. And as you breathe out, imagining that the out-breath comes up from your toes and flows up through the legs. Just experimenting with this, and if it doesn't resonate for you, then being present just to any sensations you are noticing in the legs right now. Really connecting with the subtle or perhaps not so subtle shifts in your experience of the lower body. Letting go of any stories you might be telling yourself about this, and giving yourself over to the sensations themselves as they arise and dissolve, moment by moment by moment. Now taking your attention to the pelvic region, from the left hip. Across the genital area. And over to the right hip. Bringing awareness to the buttocks. And now taking your attention to the lower back. It's sometimes an area where tension gets stored without our realizing it. If you do notice any tightness, experimenting with letting that go, perhaps dropping any consciously held tension as you breathe out. And if the tension remains, just letting it be, not having to try hard to get rid of it or struggle with your experience. Remembering that it's okay to be as you are. Moving attention up through the back. Noticing sensations in the spine and the flesh and muscles across the back. Taking awareness into the upper back, shoulder blades and the backs of the shoulders. Now, escorting your attention down the left arm, through the forearm, into the hand, and coming to rest in the left thumb. Maybe there's some tingling in the thumb or some urge to move, not having to act on it, just noticing what's present. Now taking awareness to each finger in turn. The forefinger, the middle finger, the ring finger, the little finger. The palm of the left hand, noticing any clamminess or dryness here. The back of the hand. And to the wrist. Moving up to the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, and to the left shoulder, noticing any sense of holding on or clenching here, maybe letting the shoulder drop on the out-breath. Allowing it to come to rest if that feels natural. Noticing any feelings of resistance to your experience in this part of the body. Any wanting it to be different from how it is. And if that's here, registering and accepting even that. Taking your attention across the collarbone and over and across to the right shoulder. Now letting your awareness travel down your right upper arm through the biceps and triceps to the right elbow. The inside and outside of the right forearm. And to the right hand. Noticing any feelings of energy in the right hand. or other sensations. Paying attention to each of the fingers of the right hand in turn. And to the right thumb. Now letting go of the right thumb and drawing attention into the abdomen area, contacting the movement of the breath here perhaps, the rising and falling of the abdomen with this in-breath, this out-breath. Touching in also with any other sensations from within the abdomen, hunger in the belly or feelings of contracting that sometimes arise here when we feel unsettled. Letting go of the abdomen and taking your awareness up through the solar plexus area. Noticing any sensations of pulling in or of spaciousness here. Now coming to attend to sensations in the chest region. The expansion of the chest as the breath comes in and the lungs fill with air. The moment of fullness at the top of the breath, and then the falling of the chest and the deflation of the lungs as the body lets go on the exhale. Noticing how it feels to really be in touch with this basic vital expression of being alive. Maybe you feel the beat of your heart. Maybe not. Connecting in with what's true for you. Now, taking awareness through into the neck region, the throat and up to the chin, up to the lips, noticing sensations of moisture or dryness here. Into the mouth and the tongue. Exploring sensations of taste as your tongue moves around the mouth, perhaps, or touches the teeth. Bringing awareness to the jaw, the insides of the cheeks, the base of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, and to the outsides of the cheeks. The cheekbones, and round to the ears. And now coming back into the nose, perhaps noticing temperature of the breath as it flows through the nostrils. Moving up to the eyes. The eyelids. The eyelashes. The eyebrows. And to the forehead. The area of the temples. Any sensations here? And taking your attention to the top of the head, the scalp. And round to the back of the head. Maybe feeling the contact of your head with the pillow or cushion or whatever it's resting on. And noticing sensations or no sensations in the back of your neck. Now, with the next series of breaths, gradually expanding awareness to the whole of the body. So, from the head, through the torso, arms, hands, belly, pelvic area, legs, and feet. Expanding the field of awareness until the whole body is bathing in awareness. Maybe having a sense that the whole of your body is breathing with each in and out breath. The body breathing in. And the body breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Letting yourself tune in to your body. Synchronizing mind and body. As best you can, fully present to whatever's happening right now, allowing yourself to be fully you, fully here, knowing the experience and practicing being okay with that, whatever it is, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Just resting. Just being. And now starting to transition out from this body scan. Beginning perhaps by wiggling fingers and toes. And when you're ready, opening your eyes. Slowly taking a look around. Noticing what's here and how it seems to you now. And in your own time, gently rolling over onto your side and rising up, perhaps to sitting for a while, and then to standing. If you like, making an intention to stay present to your experience as best you can, as you move into the next part of your day.